online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Molly Milam-Chapel.
A 19-year-old has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder after yesterday's mass shooting at a Florida high school. Nicholas Cruz, who's a former student, was arrested outside the school near Miami yesterday. The fire alarm was deliberately set off by the gunman so people would leave classrooms. These people were inside.
I was in a classroom and all I heard was the gunshots. And then when we went outside and the police cleared us for us to go outside, I see dead bodies on the floor.
We went outside, boom, 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 boom. We heard a gunshot. I thought it was firecrackers, but after I heard the last shot, I was like, oh, no, I'm out.
It's the third deadliest school shooting in U.S. history. Florida Governor Rick Scott says he can't comprehend what's happened.
This is just absolutely pure evil. This state does not tolerate violence. We have law enforcement that will always show up to defend our safety. And I know everybody has worked tirelessly to make sure we do everything to keep everybody safe and to have a thorough investigation.
Donald Trump says his prayers and condolences are with the victims' families.
This is KMFM.
Elsewhere today, the family of a Kent teenager who has cancer are urging people to keep going to eye tests, as that's where his condition was first discovered. Opticians found a brain tumour in 17-year-old Jaden Powell from Westmorling last February. After having surgery to remove it, an even bigger one was discovered at the start of this year. His dad, Steve, says they're trying to raise £200,000 for life-saving treatment in Germany.
Now we know there's treatment out there, so we can get him out there, get the surgery, get the treatment done. As soon as that's done, he can lead a normal life, because I'm afraid over here he has chemo or radiotherapy and that's it.
Factory-made foods like pot noodles, cornflakes and pizza could increase your risk of cancer. They're thought to be making up half of our diet. French researchers found the chance of developing the disease rises by a quarter by eating ultra-processed products every day. The study, published in the British Medical Journal, looks at the effect of consuming things like fizzy drinks, packaged breads and ready meals. The sister of a man who was killed after being knocked down on the A2 has paid tribute, calling him a cheeky, lovable and always positive. Alan McWhinney was hit by a car travelling towards Sittingbourne just before 11:30 on Friday night. The 40-year-old dad of two was pronounced dead at the scene. Police want to hear from any witnesses. KMFM's been told the number of obese people rescued by fire crews in Kent because they're too big to move has increased by more than 6 times in 5 years. There were 129 incidents in the county last year, with rescuers using special body slings, lifting equipment and sometimes having to remove windows and walls. Health experts say doctors are still in the early phases of understanding the condition. A vet in Chatham has warned dog owners to be vigilant after 2 pets are believed to have been poisoned. The Manor Veterinary Centre posted on their Facebook page after a dog is said to have consumed an unknown substance at Broomhill Park in Strood and was brought into the centre. It's believed a second dog's also fallen ill. A scheme's being launched in Kent to help children try new foods while improving their literacy skills. Kids' organisation The Reading Fairy is joining forces with Faversham's McNaid Fine Foods this half term. It's hoped it'll encourage children to be more adventurous with foods through stories. Emily Gill Marrett is from The Reading Fairy.
We felt like we'd come to a point at half term where we thought, well, two things that children need in life for a good start.
Absolutely.
Are healthy eating and learning
reading.
To read. And so we've been creating activity sheets and events for the children.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Great Britain's Dom Parsons is 4th at the halfway point of the men's skeleton at the Winter Olympics. With more on that and the rest of sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, it means he'll chase a medal in the early hours of tomorrow. GB haven't won one yet in South Korea. In cricket, Australia T20 assistant coach Ricky Ponting says England can rely on them not to slack off against New Zealand tomorrow. England will be knocked out of the tri-series if the home side avoid defeat in Auckland. Australia already guaranteed a place in Wednesday's final. Boxing, and Britain's Amir Khan's sure he'll secure a fight against a superstar before the end of the year. His last bout was in May 2016 when he was knocked out by Saul Alvarez. He'll make his comeback against Phil Logreco in April. During his time away, Khan took part in the TV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but he says he's now fully focused on his sport again.
We've got super fights like, you know, Kell Brook's there, you've got Manny Pacquiao. There's some big names in the welterweight division. You got the rematch with Danny Garcia, Jeff Horn as well. we're looking at. And all these guys are all also calling me and want the fight as well.
And in tennis, Britain's Johanna Konta will need to beat former world tennis number one Angelique Kerber if she's to make it to the last eight of the Qatar Open this evening.
That's the latest. Next update's at two.